Alright, so let me just start by going through some of the web resources, just in case you were not, because I have changed them a little. So, most of the web resources for this project live in two places. I guess the basic one you hopefully have seen is this summary of course materials, which ingeniously has a background guaranteed to make certain you can't read it. So I don't have time to change the background. So you will find sundry, so you'll find in here, I put basically a description of what we did each time. So like it says, so it says on November 8th, we started our study of partial differential equations, covering the basic overview of the types of equations, and start on iteration methods. And then it gives you here a link, and if you happen to press on that link, you will get to this page here, which is the full FOIL set, which is handed out to you. So you will have, this FOIL set is one of the ones that should be, you should have. So all these FOIL sets here have if you press some image, you should get that image like that. Now you also will find that you will find as I mentioned in email, I did put the audio that we recorded for several of the last weeks up on the web. So if you go to this one, which I got to by clicking on this link called audio lecture, which is the audio lecture from November 8th. There's also a different audio lecture for November 7th. And I haven't finished yet, I have from October 22nd onwards. I have 8 of them done. So if you click there, you'll get a so-called audio lecture, which looks the same as the previous lectures, except it isn't really. Because if you well, that's interesting. Let's try November 7th. For some reason November 8th isn't working, but if I go back to November 7th, where somehow I must not have copied yet November 8th to the web correctly. So, in general, if you go to an audio lecture, you will find that the FOILs have little buttons called audio, and if you press on those buttons, you're meant to get something more interesting than that. Alright, so last time, which was back.
So you'll get the audio of that lecture.
History or something.
So you'll notice.
Ending in MPI. you will notice that almost all foils begin with the word so, and two or three arms, and so on. So you can, these are all done with real audio, and so you will need to install the real audio player is available for almost all machines, and this will actually run over a 28.8 kilobaud modem, if you happen to have a 28. So this real audio is designed to run over slow speed lines. And if you press the help button, it will actually tell you the difference between these two buttons here. Audio server streams the audio from the server. Audio downloads the audio file and plays it on your local machine, and it tells you how long it is, 70.5 seconds, and you can, on this machine here, the audio downloads reasonably quickly, and you'll get the same information. But so the advantage of this, if you have a flaky line or link or something like that, you can download it, then it's purely on your client. So with glitches, like I just found that one on November 8th, which I will correct, this is meant to, if you compare the audio lecture, you will find it has a set of foils. It usually is true that the first two foils have no audio because they're title and abstract, which I add later on. I will add some, maybe I'll add audio later on. The audio is only on foils 3 onwards, but you will find these foils are the same foils as in these complete foil sets, but just the ones I talked about, because on any given day I don't do a complete foil set, I just do part of a foil set. So, for instance, this blocking receive, MPI underbar receive, is probably around foil 21 in the MPI presentation. If you click there, you will get the full MPI presentation. And the full MPI presentation, so I mean, here's the MPI receive. Yeah, so it's actually foil 22. So you have then on the web the sort of logical foil sets, which are what you get handed out as printouts, and then you get what I did, which is a selection of foil sets. So on the on November 7th, I happened to do the end of MPI, and then I went to this foil set on Jacobi iteration, and I did 6 foils out of a set of around 45, where I'd done the earlier foils many weeks ago. So this is meant to be and that has to be true, because these foils are meant to be linked to audio, so I can only put the foils up here which I actually talked about. So you should find on the web then the sequential treatment and the treatment as given to you, where the treatment as given to you will only be there if there was audio. So some feedback I'd like at some later stage, and it would have to fold in the inconvenience of not having this technology working, is whether the audio has value to you. it actually has some quite interesting value to me, because I find out what I say, which is often not the same as what I write. So maybe it will help the students next year, because I can use this audio to improve my presentation. Alright. There's another... Let me go to... There are various... I go to if I go to this one, so I guess what I'm well, actually let me give you something else. So if you you go to this particular URL, which is the MPAC server's user GCF summary 0.html, you will find a list of all foil sets, and you will find the foil sets for this class down in here, where it's because they're done alphabetically, and they all start with CPS 615, and you may find that an easier way to find foil sets you want. I guess a capability which may or may not be useful is if you there's a search capability on most of these pages, and if you type words into that search, here I've typed quantum into the search, it will give you back all pages which have that word on it. So you will find the searching is available at various levels of granularity. And if I go to this one here, which is probably the one I'm going to talk about today, it will say basic foil set search. And you can search this particular foil set, which I think actually has quantum in it. And with a bit of so didn't have it. But that, so in principle, you should be able to search the full set of foil sets and each individual foil set. That is not fully implemented yet, because I only added that capability. Another, you can also access this information with this particular URL, which is byarea0.html, and then you'll have a whole bunch of categories of foils. So for instance, this is the course we're doing here now, this is the course I taught Spring on Web Technologies, this is Nancy McCracken's web class, and so on. And if you click on that, you will find listed here, and this is not always guaranteed to be accurate, all foil sets for this class, which I, if I've entered them properly, should be here. And if you click here on the search, you should search, it should find everything. This should search all those foil sets. So there's a search button, if you like, for the class. Which I should probably put on the class home page as well. Where PDE is mentioned. Alright, so that's some sort of discussion of some capabilities that have only been hinted at up to now. We're going to... actually, we were in the middle of the file tab which described iterative methods and how they're used to solve partial differential equations in the spirit of maximizing confusion. We will now discuss this particular. We'll go to a slightly different foil set, one which I actually tried to discuss the previous two lectures, but was unable to discuss because the web version was incorrect, which is a more general discussion of partial differential equations. I believe you have the printout of these foil sets. So you should have got two foil sets given to you, one of which was this one, the other one is the one we're in the middle of. Not meant to do that. Alright, so so I can actually now use this as an excuse to discuss this system. So this is Web Wisdom, which is, as you see, what I use to deliver the foils. And so this is exactly the same material that we had through I just described, but it's presented in a different fashion. It's presented in frames so that you have the foils here, the index of the foils here, and a bunch of buttons up the top which do various things of value. Feeling the web server is about to die. It's certainly extremely slow. So this one you may, if you want to, you can log into. And the reason I do that is so I can access my favorite files. And the purpose of this file is to scale the foils so that they fit this screen. You will notice the foils displayed this way are larger than they are on the other foil sets. And that's because they use the Netscape capability to reset the size of foils. Description, we're back at this foil, which